The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Just remembering the support that relaxation offers as we start a meditation. And allowing the body to relax. If it's supportive, you can do a quick scan through the body. And see if there are areas of tension that can be softened, relaxed. And perhaps too, the mind can relax. Mental tension is often expressed through worries, concerns about the past or future. Or even about now. And can that be set aside for now?
Thank you, David.
Setting aside any worries and concerns, seeing if the mind can relax. Relaxation is such a support when the body and mind soften, relax very naturally. Our system inclines towards being present, being here in this moment. Very natural capacity of our organism to be present. And with relaxation, that capacity is kind of naturally evoked. And so recognizing perhaps that you're aware. In a simple way, just if you're hearing my voice, aware of your body sitting. Awareness is present. And taking in what you are aware of. Often, especially at the beginning of the sitting, body sensations are a very easy and obvious thing that we're aware of. And this can be really simple. One section of the Buddha's instructions on mindfulness. It says, when mindfulness is simply established, there is a body. Or as Munindraji put it, sit and know that you're sitting. Just simple. And within this body, within the experience of body, you might recognize or be aware of various areas of sensation. There might be a sense of the body as a whole. Or the attention might be drawn to particular areas of the body at times. The pressure points or contact points. Maybe the breath. Another simple instruction the Buddha offered. Breathing in. Know that you're breathing in. Breathing in and being aware while breathing in. If it's supportive for you, you're welcome to find an area of experience that's easy to connect with and allow the attention to rest there. And it's also fine to simply settle back and receive whatever experience is most obvious, which may change from moment to moment. That changing nature of experience, which can become clear It's not a mistake in our meditation that we might become aware of one thing and then another thing and then another thing. That's the nature of experience, to be changing. Some people find it more supportive to let the attention rest in one area of experience. Some find it more supportive to settle back and let experience come into awareness. Whatever supports your ability, your capacity to be present. Honoring that. However you're practicing, mind will wander, will lose contact with present moment. This is a habit of mind. And equally, what will happen is at some point you'll recognize that the mind has been wandering. That moment is a moment of mindfulness returning. And can be a doorway to connecting and recognizing the experience of an effortless awareness, because that moment didn't take any effort on your part for mindfulness to return. And so rather than thinking of it as a problem that the mind had been wandering, perhaps opening to this possibility of recognizing this moment of effortless awareness returning. And then being curious, what's here with that return of awareness? At times, it does happen when the mind wanders that tension creeps into our system. And so it can be useful to check in. And if there is tension, to allow a relaxation again to support the more easeful, natural capacity to be aware. And continuing to connect with your experience. Whether that is moment to moment, receiving what is obvious, allowing the attention to gently connect some area of experience.